So Rangers have bounced back well from the defeat of Hearts. What, if anything, has changed since that game?
You know, it's a good question, and you're absolutely right, because the Hearts performance, you know, I was in agreement with a lot of the supporters, was a really poor performance at Tynecastle. But in fairness to the players and everybody at the club, they just seem to have, you know, got a new lease of life and a new belief. And the, I wouldn't say a new energy, but there seems to be an added aggression to their game, particularly the two home games against Hearts and Aberdeen. Obviously, a good result away to Hamilton as well. But there seems to be an added aggression to Rangers' play since the Hearts game. They're sharper. I say there seems to be more intent about them, and they've had, you know, off the really poor performance at Tynecastle, they've had two very good performances at home and a good result away to Hamilton. So, you know, I think the difference is it just seems to be a better tempo and aggression to their game.
Cool. How important is the return of Martin Waghorn, and how crucial is it Rangers keep him fit? Should they use him sparingly over the hectic Christmas period?
He's a big player for them, Waghorn, no doubt about it. Two great goals at Hamilton. Good header and a good finish. I think he's a big player for them. Because I clearly don't think the squad's massive, so they need everybody available. And to keep him fit would be a big bonus. Obviously, he's no good to the team or indeed himself, you know, sitting in the touchline injured. I would imagine Mart will be in constant dialogue with the medical staff in terms of how he is, you know, in terms of his fitness. They won't risk him, that's for sure. But at the same time, they'll play him, I wouldn't say sparingly, but what they'll do is they'll play him in accordance and liaison with the medical staff to get the best out of him for indeed himself and the team. But he's a big player for them, and it's really important they do keep him fit.
Will Waghorn's return also help the form of James Tavernier? The pair have previously enjoyed a fruitful partnership on the right flank, but Tavernier has gone missing a lot this season.
He has, you know, and the other wee fellas come in and played well at right back. Tavernier, I think, you know, you've got to be honest and say he's been terrific since he's came. You know, chipped in with an unbelievable amount of goals, brilliant going forward. So I think we've got to cut him a little bit of slack. You know, there has been a dip in form. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But that said, he has been excellent. He clearly enjoys playing with Waghorn. They do have a good relationship, and they link up well. So, I mean, I think, obviously, from Tavernier's point of view, he, more than most, would be delighted with Waghorn's return to fitness.
Good stuff. Can Rangers be happy with second place this season, should they get it? And is that the best fans should expect of them on their return to the top flight?
My opinion, realistically, yes. I think second place is achievable, and I think it would be more than acceptable. I think in the return to the top flight, even the most optimistic, and I include myself in that, would probably have expected Celtic to win the league. They are doing that, and they will do that, I think. But Rangers are without doubt in a tight fight for second place involving Aberdeen and Hearts. They've still got some tough games to be played, and obviously not at this stage. I would never write off Aberdeen or Hearts, but looking at as I said, the response to the game at Tynecastle, the two victories against Aberdeen and Hearts, I would think second place is achievable, and I think it would be more than acceptable.
When do you think Rangers should realistically be looking at a sustained title tilt? Should it have been this season?
No, not for me. Not honestly, I don't think so. I firmly believe that coming back into the league for the first time this year, I didn't think Rangers were ever going to win the league. I really didn't, as I say, and I'm the eternal optimist, you know, and I'm obviously as big a Rangers supporter as you can get, but I have to be realistic. I also think if Rangers are going to be serious challengers, I think they have to spend money. You know, I don't think it's rocket science. they're going to have to bring in a better calibre and quality of player to compete at the top level against Celtic. It's quite simple. I think that's the case. You know, you can look at bringing young boys through and all that stuff, and that's great, and everybody talks about that, and if you get one or two, it's great. But the fact of the matter is, they'll need a better quality of player. And I look at when Walter came back in, when was it, 2007, everybody forgets, you know, when I was assistant to Walter, we spent money. You know, we spent £2 million on Carlos Quella. You know, Steve Davis, £2 million. You know, Whittaker, Naismith, boys like that. We spent money. And thankfully, we then went on to win titles and got to a European final. And I think I actually don't think it's rocket science. I think Rangers will have to invest in the playing squad if they want to compete against Celtic in terms of winning the league.
Stuff. How highly do you rate Joe Dodu, and what can he learn from Kenny Miller and Martin Waghorn?
He's obviously got talent. You can see that he has got talent. A little bit, there is obviously inconsistency, but you know he can't have two better guys to learn from. Really, you know, particularly I know Kenny really, really well. Waghorn, as I say, is a big key player for Rangers when he's fit. But you know, Miller's experience and the way he looks after himself on and off the park, you know, you know, it's good for younger players to have somebody to look to, and certainly with those two, particularly Kenny, because I know Kenny a lot. You know, I've known Kenny, you know, when he played for Rangers, but also at an international level, an international team, when Walter, myself and Tommy were an international team, you know, so I got a long way back with Kenny, you know, and he's for a young lad to learn from, absolutely ideal.
Do Rangers need to make a big statement against Celtic on New Year's Eve?
It'd be nice. I think the big positives for Rangers are the game, where the game is. Obviously, the home game is massive, because the game at Celtic Park, I'm not sure I agree with Chris Boyd. I've got to be honest, I thought Celtic were by far and away thoroughly deserving winners and deserved that. We were exposed. Rangers were exposed at Celtic Park. I'm very hopeful that won't be the case at Ibrox. I think the home support will be a big factor. Interestingly, there's a few of the Celtic players haven't played at Ibrox, and it's a big game. You know, it's a massive game, and the atmosphere affects people differently. So I think I would be very, very hopeful that Rangers will, you know, make a big statement. And hug money, as I say. I do believe that they can, and obviously I hope that they can as well.
Is there a danger Rangers players could get caught up in the atmosphere at Ibrox?
Well, I hope not. I mean, that's obviously Mark's job and Davey Weir's job. You know, it's the age-old, you know, problem. You've got to keep 11 men on the park. I mean, it's hard enough winning Old Firm games. You know, 11 men on the park, if you start losing men, get men sent off, then it makes the job, you know, incredibly difficult. So it's controlling your emotions. It really is. It's so important that the Rangers players control their emotions and be aggressive, of course, be aggressive, but within the, you know, obviously clearly within the laws of the game, because it is very, very easy to get carried away with the atmosphere and the whole thing. But it's vitally important that you keep 11 men on the park.
How can Rangers best neutralise the threat of Dembele and Griffiths? Would they rather face Dembele or Griffiths?
Cool. Well, I think Dembele's form's dipped a little bit. I think he started fantastically well. Clearly the hat-trick against Rangers would probably be his highlight of the season, I would think. So he's proved he can score against Rangers. Griffiths, I feel I've got a great degree of sympathy for, both at Celtic and indeed international level. His record the last 2 years has been fabulous, scoring all sorts of goals. I might be wrong, but I don't think he'll play the two of them. I don't think Brendan will play both players. I mean, as I say, it's very early to start talking about teams, but I would imagine he'll go one or the other. And Dembele's form clearly has dipped, in my opinion, a little bit. And Griffiths is one of these players, he will score goals. It's a decision that I can't predict, really, because I think Brendan will be, he'll be toying with the idea that maybe Griffiths is the man in for him, slightly more, but at the same time, Dembele's coming off, already scored a hat-trick against Rangers. So, if you're Brendan, it's a great problem to have. But the bottom line is, from Rangers' point of view, I think they'll only be facing one of them at the start of the game. That could be proven wrong, but I think it'll be one of them. And defensively, Rangers have to defend clearly miles better than they did in the previous league game at Celtic Park. Got to defend better than that.
Okay, excellent.
Brilliant, boys.